Hello, 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 my imaginary friends. Hello, my imaginary friends. I've just finished recording an audio boo, and while that's uploading, I'm recording the next one. The next thought I want to explore is about location-based social networking stuff. I'm trying to figure out the best way to do what I'm trying to do, or whether I'm trying to do the wrong thing, or what's going on, really. I've now got audio... I've got Foursquare and Gowalla and Brightkite, all iPhone apps installed on my iPhone, which are all location-based networking things. And I've also got Latitude, which is a bookmark, really. What else have I got? Tweety, the Twitter client, has got some location-based stuff in it. I've got Audioboo can do location, can set the location of your recording, Evernote. I don't know if you've got Evernote, Andy. Might be a really good find for you. Evernote can also tag the physical location of something. So there's all these different things that can do this location stuff. Oh, and there's Google Maps, of course, as well. I can put my location in Google Maps, just drop a pin there. And that's what I've been doing, because when I go to my client's site, I could be parking anywhere in a sort of a 1 mile radius. So sometimes I like to put down a marker where my car is, so that I can then find it easier at the end of the day. And so I've been doing that in Google Maps, just drop a pin, as I mentioned before, and then it takes me a while to find it. And it doesn't always drop it exactly where you are, but it drops it to the side, and then you have to put it where you are. But if I try and use Gowalla or Foursquare or Brightkite and to track my put down my location, it wants me to put down a location of a landmark, so a bar or a museum or something, and I'm just in a parking space. I want to mark that parking space. I don't want to mark it as somewhere that I want to be the mayor of, or that I want to recommend to other people, or that I expect other people to follow me on. And I just want to put down a marker there. So those three apps, Foursquare, Gowalla, and Brightkite, seem to be about landmarks, whereas I just want to put down longitude and latitude. Now, the Google Latitude does that, but I'm not sure about the security of it. I think the security is okay, but then I don't think I can share it onto my Twitter and my Facebook, so that people who follow me on Twitter and Facebook can see where I am. So I'm just not sure. I mean, I feel like I've built a little walled garden around my Twitter and my Facebook, because only people that I trust to follow me on those two services can see what I post there, and that's why I want to put this information. I don't want to have it just on its own in Google Latitude. So, but if I record an audio bow and put down the geotag on that, then the whole world can see that, and I don't actually want that either. So I'm just not sure I've got the use case here right. I want to just put down a point, here's where I am now, and I want people in my Twitter and Facebook sphere to be able to see that location. And if I just do a tweet, so I thought Tweety did that, because when you create a tweet on Tweety, you can put down a geotag, but that geotag seems to be in the metadata of the tweet, but not actually it doesn't actually seem to be visible in the tweet. So no one else can see where that tweet is unless they search for nearby tweets. That doesn't help me find my car again. I've got to walk around until I can see my tweet. I'd want to see my tweet on the map so I can then navigate to it. I don't know. Please, Andy, advise. Tell me what I'm doing wrong here. Or what I should be using, or what's going on there. Or anyone else has got an idea, let me know. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I will speak to you again sometime soon.